Right, a very good morning. 11:23. I'm still feeling slightly hungry after talking about Thai food. Do you like Thai food, Tony?
I like all food.
Oh, Thai food's lovely. Now, Tony Sandyman, have I got that right?
You have, indeed.
Yeah, got the surname right. I was Michelle. Panicking. And you've come in to talk about the Essex Easter Jazz Course, which is in the second year. I know that you came in last year to chat about
we
it.
We did indeed, yes.
And it must have been a huge success because you're doing it all again this
That's
year.
That's right, yeah. It's a continuing thing.
So before we talk about the course and when it starts and the cost, etc., what do you actually play?
I'm a guitarist.
And how long have you been playing guitar for?
Longer than I'd care to admit. I guess how old am I now? 50 years, let's say that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're looking well on it. Very well,
you.
Very well.
I started when I was two.
When you started playing the guitar, and I was asking, we just mentioned Dave Maskell, who came in
yes,
a few weeks ago and played live on the show.
Yeah.
And me and my friend Tony, we just sat there staring at his hand because we're going so quick. Did you spend years and years in the bedroom just learning, or did you teach yourself, or did you have lessons? How did it start for you?
For me, I was a self-taught guitarist. There was not that many options in, I suppose, I lived in Rittle, near Chelmsford, and grew up there. The only option was to learn classical guitar,
yep.
And I wanted to learn rock and jazz, and there were no teachers of that kind in the area. So I had to learn off the records, you know, to slow them down in any way we could. I was fortunate enough to have a record player that played records at 16 RPM,
yep.
So you could slow records down to half speed. And, of course, it reduced it by an octave as well. Mm. So it was, but that's how I did it. And
when you actually play solos, because I said to Dave that I've asked guitarists before, being a singer, I was wondering if you sing in your head before it goes to your fingers, because sometimes you see guitarists how does it work for you?
Absolutely, yeah. I've always done that, but I've had to stop myself because I'm not a good singer, unlike you. And proper singers, I always, you know, even the great rock guitar players, like the guy in Free, Paul Kossoff, used to, you know, visibly sing out loud when he was playing his solos, and even though he couldn't sing. But yes, you have to have the notes in your head before you transfer them to the guitar. I'm not saying that there's a process becomes almost simultaneous eventually. Yes, that's what we do.
Now we're going to talk about the course. I was wondering about the course because I've looked at it, and it's from Monday the 30th till Thursday the 2nd of April.
That's right.
That's 30th of March, 2nd of April. It's open to any age group, because I wasn't sure whether it's open to younger people, but it's open to anybody who's
no. I should clarify a couple of things about that, because in case you're worried about any age group, last year I think the youngest we had was something like 13 or 14 years old, and the eldest would have been in his 70s, a guy in his 70s. So all ages, all groups, or, you know, male and female, and a great cross spectrum of ability as well.
Yeah.
So we've got some people who've just moved from rock or pop music into jazz, some beginners who are sort of grade 5 classical pianists who want to learn something about jazz, and we've got professional musicians coming on the course to learn more about their craft.
Yeah.
Some of which are teachers themselves.
Yeah. Now you've got some great tutors. I mean, Mark Cecil, if you are somebody who's into your drums and percussion, you will know who Mark Cecil is, because everyone knows who Mark Cecil is. He's played on loads of my friends, you know, live, or on, you know, you bring him into the studio because you know he's one of those guys you can put down in front of a drum kit or percussion, he goes dum 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 and the job's done.
Yes.
Which is fantastic. Also Dan Banks, who I think I gigged with him once, who was amazing.
Yes.
Again, they just go dum 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 and the job is done. Perfect.
Yes. Well, marvellous musicians, all of the guys that are teaching on the course. I mean, Mark plays with King Salsa, which is Robin Jones, who's the guy, you know, Robin is now, I think he must be in his 80s, but he's been played on anything that had percussion on it in the 60s, 70s and 80s in the UK.
Yeah.
It would have been Robin Jones, and Mark, he's his chosen percussionist for his band, King Salsa.
Yeah.
He's a marvellous musician. We've also got Derek Nash, who writes and arranges and plays with Jules Holland's orchestra. He's a fabulous player. Who covers all the genres of sort of rock, pop, swing, soul in his bands. Protect the Beat and Sax Appeal, which is a very popular band, 5 saxophone fronting band. Also we have Steve Waterman, one of the top trumpeters in the country, or probably the top guy, marvellous player and a great educationist. Who else have we
got? Is Vasilis?
Yeah, Vasilis as well, who's a great bebop player. I mean, if you're into bebop, Vasilis, I should say this very carefully, Xenopoulos.
Yep.
Yeah. And he's a marvellous player, a fantastic talent. I haven't spoken about Georgina Jackson,
yep,
have I?
I was about to mention her.
Yeah, you can see stuff by her on YouTube. She's a marvellous vocalist.
Mm.
And it's nice to get a dedicated vocal teacher, which we didn't have last year, although we had a guy who sings, a very good singer, who's a double bass player, but it meant his duties were split between teaching the bass and teaching vocal. But this year, we have got a vocalist teaching. And we've got, I think we've already recruited 5 singers.
Yeah.
So.
With jazz, is it something you're born with? Because we all kind of like different music. I mean, I like loads of different music, when some people are actually sort of set into more rock or country. Is it something you can be taught, jazz? I'm saying, is it something you can be taught? That sounds stupid. I mean, is it something that's inbuilt into you when you're a jazz musician? You just feel it? And is that difficult? Sorry, what I meant to say, is it difficult to teach that to somebody?
No, I don't. I wouldn't have said that. I think there's a fantastic book called The Jazz Theory Book, which most of us jazz musicians have been studying, released by Mark Levine, an American guy. And he's in the introduction on the book, he says that jazz is about 99% about hard work, practice, and study. 1% is about genius, and this book is about the 99%, and that's what our course is about. You know, it's the nuts and bolts of trying to play through a set of changes and playing a standard tune, or even a modern, more funky rock or soul based jazz thing. And at some stage, as a musician, any musician will pick up a piece of music and not understand it.
Yeah.
And they'll need to get to grips with it. And I've been in that situation, still am now and again. You know, I look at a piece of music and think, oh, my God, you know, how does that work?
Yeah.
And I have to tear it apart, analyse it and look at it, and that's what we do. I wouldn't say it was natural. The only thing that may come naturally is the love of the music itself, you know, that you... It normally comes from your influences in your home, you know, and your friends that you grow up with.
Yeah.
I was brought up in a strictly classical household. My mother was a pianist, a classical pianist. But I sort of revolted against that, if you like, by I just heard some jazz on the TV, on a film, and thought, that's the music for me. I loved it, you know. There was something deep within me that made me want to play jazz, and have done ever since.
You were saying about music, do people that are coming along, do they have to read music or not? They can still come along if they don't?
No, that is not a necessity.
Right.
Certainly it will help you if you're a good music reader.
Yep.
All the material is available up front before the course. Once you've signed up, you can access both the music itself, which is written in chord form, and for guitar players and bass players in tablature form, as well as music notation.
Mm.
So it's all there, plus there's access and links to where you can find these tunes on YouTube. Music reading isn't a requirement. I mean, some fabulous jazz players like George Benson doesn't read music.
Yeah, George Benson.
Well, he doesn't read music. You know, I could name, you know, hundreds of great, great players who don't read music. That's not a necessity. It's the ability to be able to play and communicate with your instrument that is important.
Now, it's taking place on Monday the 30th to Thursday the 2nd, and then on the evening of the 2nd, which is even more exciting, it's going to be a concert.
Yes. It's an optional thing. People who come on the course can perform on the concert.
Mm-hmm.
Most do. I don't think people out of choice don't choose to not do the gig. I mean, that's the whole point of it, is to get out and do it. And you play in front of your relatives, and the relatives of all the people there. And it's in a local jazz club. Run by Susan May, and it's a fabulous evening. It really is good, and it's amazing what these guys achieve. in the 4 days that we are on the course.
Now, what time does it start, and what are the costs of going on the course? Is it the same right the way across, no matter what course you do?
Yes, it's a course open to all instrumentation. So we have specialist teachers in saxophone, trumpet, guitar, bass, drums, vocals, and piano, of course. It costs £235 for the 4 days.
Yep.
The tuition is done, well, in fact, in the morning groups, you'll be in your instrument group, so it'll be all the guitar players, for instance, together in a room. We'll talk through a couple of the tunes that you're going to play, and then in the afternoons you get together in bands. You know, we set bands up, and they are normally arranged in your ability. So if you're a very competent player, we'll try and put you in with a group of musicians who are at the same standard as you. And in the afternoon you just jam and just play, and you've got a guy in there, one or two of the instructors will be in there helping to talk about structure of the tune, how to do things, you know, that's the way the course goes each day.
Excellent. It sounds really good. If you're a musician out there, and you know, if you went to see some of these guys for private tuition, you'd be paying between 40 and probably 60 to £100 per hour.
This works out at £6,
which is great value. You can do that, and also when you get things kind of, when you do things like this and they're in a block, as where you're there for a couple of days,
yes,
it actually sinks in a lot easier than going to see somebody probably once a week or once every 2 weeks.
Well, the other thing that is great for this, and this is one of the products I've seen over the years, because I did these courses in Southend about 5 years ago, and that went on for about 10 years, is the networking that happens, you know. And the most important thing, you guys sit in their bedroom practicing, you know, you've got to get out there and play with people. That's the fundamental nature of jazz.
Yep.
It's communication between musicians and then with an audience.
Yep.
And you get the opportunity to do both here.
Now, if you want to find out more, it's all the W's, EssexEasterJazz.com. You can sign up there. It's the 30th of March through to the 2nd of April. And as I said, there is a concert at the end with all, and it's all age groups. You don't have to read music. If it's something you're interested in, as I said, to see some of these guys for private tuition, you would be paying a fortune, because they are so good.
Absolutely.
And they get very good results. So to have them there for a couple of days to actually get intensive, intensive instruction, plus, I was going to say, you probably have bands form out of this by the end of it, because
there have been a number of bands that have formed, and the South End Jazz Cooperative was formed out of one of the courses that we did many years ago. And that's it. These relationships are musical relationships, last a lifetime. Once you've met people on courses, you keep these contacts.
And are you going to be doing the same again next year?
Yes, it's all booked up, ready to go next year.
So where can we see you playing live next?
This Friday, I'm playing at the Arlington Rooms in Southend with a big band. We're doing sort of Michael Bublé and Sinatra covers. I play bass in that band.
Oh, right.
Missed me last night. I was in Chelmsford with a great band called Natural Selection, which was Dan Banks, Zach Barrett, and Andy Staples.
Andy Staples.
Martin Johnson on drums. Fabulous. Just a great evening. Really lovely. I also play with Reg quite frequently. Reg Webb.
Yep.
You know Reg? Who's a very talented keyboard player and singer. Who used to play with Lenny Kravitz. And he's got his own sextet now. So, and various other bits. But, you know, quite large bands. And I intend to try and make... depending on the nature of the course, how many horns we get, by horns I mean saxophone, trumpets, to maybe do a couple of big band arrangements on the course.
Yeah. Well, it's fantastic to meet you. Nice to meet you again. And as I said, if you're going to see these guys for private tuition, you would be paying sort of between £40 to £100 per hour to see these guys. So to get them all together, and also the networking, 30th of March through to the 2nd of April with the concert on the 2nd, your friends and family can come down and actually see you playing in bands that you go, I'm really proud of this. And it's also about making connections. All the W's, EssexEasterJazz.com, and we'll put up the details on the website as well. So it's lovely to meet you again.
Thank you, and nice to meet you, and thank you for this opportunity.
Next time we bring in, I should have said,
I'll bring a guitar next time.
Yes. You can't have a guitarist come in and say, I play guitar. You should next time come in with a guitar.
Okay, I'll do that.
And bring the boys in as well.
Yes.
That'd be nice. All right, 11:38, I'll be back after this. Mm.